Now let's turn to a conductor, composer, pianist, educator, and political activist who continues to fascinate more than a quarter century after his death in 1990. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston has more.
Maybe he's so fascinating because conventional constraints couldn't contain Leonard Bernstein. His creative enthusiasm, grounded in classical music, touched jazz, pop, and Broadway. There's this. And this, the commanding Bernstein conducting the Columbia Symphony Orchestra from the keyboard. For 14 years, he brought the Young People's Concerts with the New York Philharmonic to a new level. Here he is in 1958 on why the William Tell Overture didn't need the Lone Ranger to make it thrilling.
Now, another reason it's exciting is that it has a mighty fine tune, one that's easy to remember and stirs your blood. It starts with a phrase going up, da-ga-da-da-ga-da-da-da-dum, and answers itself with a phrase going down, da-ga-da-da-da-da-da-dum. It's like a question and answer, or maybe it's more like an argument with the second person winning it.
A two-year worldwide showcase of all things Bernstein begins this week. It continues through its 100th birthday on August 25th next year and for the year beyond. Museums and ensembles from Germany to Wisconsin to Philadelphia will mark Bernstein's legacy. And throughout, WRTI listeners will hear his music and features from the Arts Desk illuminating the life of this lion.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.